Power 98. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B.
Power 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. High today in the Queen City. It's got to be right near 90, 61 degrees on your way out the house right now. And it's time for hashtag NoLeezy Mad. Hashtag NoLeezyMad on my Instagram page, at NoLeezy, NoLeezy. All right, today's NoLeezy Mad is being brought to you by Planet Fitness. You know it's the judgment-free zone. And right here inside the Madhouse, we live in our Planet Fitness studio. Judgment Free Zone. And of course, when we want to work out, when I work out, I go to Planet Fitness. So you can log on to power98fm.com for more information about that. And of course, Planet Fitness brings you our studio each and every morning. All right, NoLeezy Mad, man. What's the scripture, Burpee? How does scripture go where it says something about train up a child in the way and something.
Up a child in the way they should go, for when they become old, they will not depart from it.
Well, I don't know if this father was trying to do that in Philly or he just made a mistake. All right, so a father is now under investigation in Philadelphia after his five-year-old son was found with 22 vials of crack in his book bag. The son was it was playtime. He opened his book bag and the teachers was like, "Oh, yeah, what's that little son?" And he was like, "I don't know. My daddy put that in there." And when they opened it, they found out it was 22 vials of crack. And his son also told the school, that my daddy put some white powdery substances in my sandwich bags and told me to hide them in my pocket and don't tell nobody.
As he told.
Good job, son. You little snitch, little fire, old boy.
Sir, you should have told your son something else, too. In addition to that.
Man, hey, look here, daddy. You might be out here trapping. You might be out here trapping a dime, but you can't let your five-year-old son. You can't. What'd you say? What the scripture is again, Burpee?
Train up a child. Proverbs 22:6. Mm-hmm. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it.
I want this little boy to depart from being a trapper at 5 years old. Can he depart from it immediately?
Depart from your child, from your daddy.
Hey, run from your daddy! So now they're investigating the father, and they're actually probably about to charge him with something dealing with children like child.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Neglect and a whole bunch of other stuff, but come on, man. You gonna put the crack in your son book bag? In your son book bag? Man, hit the hashtag NoLeezy Mad. See what else I've been mad about. NoLeezyMad on my Instagram page. Power 98 WPEG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. That's your morning throwback drop every morning about this time. Today it belongs to the big timers. We getting our roll on. But y'all know what time it is now. It's time to Madhouse. It's a Friday.
It's Choosing a Friday with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
That's right. It is a Cheerleader Friday, and we are joined by the ladies from Northwest School of the Arts. Yes, they are live here in the Madhouse. If you want to check them out, we are live on our Instagram and Facebook page at Power 98FM. Are you ladies ready?
Yeah.
All right. Let's go.
Intro. Introducing the team that can't be beat. 2019, yeah, the dragons are here. That's right, we're coming hard this year. So if you see dragons, you know that it's real. To rock! We are the dragons, we can't be stopped. We're here to show you just how we rock. Rock, here we go! R-O-C-K, R-O-C-K, do what we say. Yeah, do what we say, cause your team ain't even ready. Rock it, steady. Cause your
building.
Gotta put a stamp on it. Yeah, hit a plate, scrape it off the plate. Hey, gotta put the camp on it.
Hello, Larry, the Morning Madhouse. That's Yo Gotti putting a date on it. We got a date on it. It's a Chili Eating Friday. That's what it is.
It's Chili Eating Friday with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98. Let's go!
Here live with the cheerleaders from Northwest School of the Arts. They have another cheer for you. Let's go, ladies.
H-Y-P-E, Northwest get hype. Get hype. H-Y-P-E, Northwest get hype.
Ladies, how many cheers do you have? They said they had four. They came ready.
Hey, listen, they've been rocking it, too.
Northwest School of the Arts is live in the Madhouse for Cheerleader Friday. They have one more cheer for you. We're live on our Instagram and Facebook page at Power 98FM. You ladies ready?
Yeah!
All right, let's do it.
Dragons got the power to make you J-A-J-A-M. Dragons got the power to make you J-A-M. Dragons got the power to make you J-A-M.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
None of it, Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Let's meet the Dragons, man. You know, 6:49, 11 minutes away from 7 o'clock. Let's meet the Dragons this morning, the ladies of Northwest School of the Arts. Let's go. Who we got in the building in the Madhouse?
Hey, it's your girl, JoJo, and I'm in the 7th grade.
Hey, y'all, it's Serenity, and I'm in the 7th grade.
Hey, y'all, it's your girl, Felicity, and I'm in 7th grade.
Hey, it's Kaylin, a.k.a. K All Day, and I'm in 8th grade.
K All Day.
Hey, guys, it's me, Alyssa, and I am in 7th grade.
Hey, y'all, it's your girl, Noah, and I'm in the 7th grade.
Hey, y'all, it's your girl, Grace, and I'm in 7th grade, too.
Hey, y'all, you already know it's Amaya, and I'm
you
in
8th
grade. And if you're not slaying, then what are you really saying?
Got us in, that Miss Sears is still your principal over there?
Yeah.
Shout out to Miss Sears. That's one of my former principals.
That's what it is. Yeah. Shout out to the coach that brought all that HBCU swag and soul to these ladies.
Y'all come on up here, introduce yourselves.
They was over there cheering. I said, boy, that coach got to be from an HBCU. She got to be.
Girl Sergeant Tamila Gibbs with CMPD. Shout out to CMPD for Police Week.
Yes, sir.
Shout out to CMPD. Shout out to Federal State University, my alma mater, and Delta Zi. Hola, this is Kenesha Mobley, and I'm also representing CMPD, UNCC Pride. Also from Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated.
Right. Okay. You know how we do.
But look, I'm police for you. So you're a sergeant?
I am.
That's what's up, man. And you're giving back to the community, pouring into these young ladies.
I love you.
Man,
and
you
these
know
what? Are these cheerleaders, they're in right moves for you?
Right moves.
Yes, yes. Yeah. I had a chance to hang out with them at the basketball tournament, so shout out to them.
Man, yeah, CMPD all inside the building. Thank y'all ladies for being in the Madhouse.
Yes.
Solid plug, man. We about to drip too hard. Little Baby Gunna. Burpee starts on the way. It's Power 98. Power 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B, man. High today is going to be right near 90, 63 degrees on your way out the house this morning. It is No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Great Friday. Yep, it's going to be 90. You're going to need some wet wipes. You're going to need a rag. You're going to need some extra deodorant because that heat going up today, boss. It's going up today, boss. And y'all already know what time it is inside the Madhouse.
Sometimes I had them thoughts.
That's right. It's time to get Burby's thoughts. Burby, what you thinking about today, big dog?
Larry, I'm talking about my babies today.
Your babies.
My babies.
Mm-hmm.
I am that daddy.
You that daddy?
I'm that daddy.
Okay.
I'm the daddy today that my baby's not going to like. They can't do nothing around me, Larry. I can have three girls. I don't care what they ask for. You can't do it. You know, ain't nothing but females in my house. I got a son, but we ain't talking about him right now. It's, I got all females there. All 12, ages 12, 10, 7, and they mama. Mm. It's getting so bad in my house right now, Larry. I'm about to start my cycle. That's how crazy it's getting.
You know it falls in sync when you hang around people.
They
like
say
that.
It all come together when you live.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I'm that daddy, Larry. I went to the bus stop a couple stops before they come to my babies. Just walked up on the bus and said, I fight other people's kids. Walked off the bus, got back in my car, and went to my babies like nothing happened. You're not going to mess with my babies, Larry. My oldest baby, she wanted to go. She's 12 now. She's in middle school. She's in sixth grade. She wanted to go to a soccer game. I said, all right, yeah, cool. You can go to that soccer game. But she don't know that I signed up to be the announcer for the soccer game. First of all, what black child going to a soccer game? So you know I had to go see what she was really doing. She was there. They team scored. I was on the mic. I said, goal! Kelly moved 6 inches to the left because she was sitting beside Kevin. I don't know who Kevin is. But she was too damn close. And she didn't know I was there. She was looking around like, who is this calling me? Who knows my name? And when they get time for them to get 15, 16, they can't get no license either, Larry.
Mm.
They can't get no driver's license, Jessica. That's like throwing meat to the wolves. I'd be damned if I give you a license so you can go drive to see a Negro. No, I'd be damned. He got to come to my house so I can have my gun right at the door waiting on him. You got to come be a gentleman to my babies. Whenever you want to go on a date, I take that back. You ain't going on no damn dates with my baby. My babies can't go out. I'm going to be in every aspect of their life, Larry. My children will not grow up sliding up and down no damn pole because they got daddy issues. That's not going to happen, Larry. Okay, the little one, she might.
Let me go get the burp ass.
The little one, she was showing me how to twerk the other day. I said, hold on, wait a second. The fact that you think it's okay to twerk in front of your daddy, that's the real problem right there. She put her hands on her knees and she said, daddy, look what they taught me at school today. I said, you go to school with white kids. Who taught you this?
And those from Burberry Stock. Think about it.
What you thought?
Yeah, what you thought?
Going on here. Yeah.
What's going on, nosy neighbors? It's time for your nosy neighbor news for Friday, May 17th, being brought to you by the Lupus.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
You can join Power 98 this Saturday for the Walk to End Lupus Now. The walk takes place at the CPCC campus, 425 North Kings Drive. Check-in is at 9 a.m. and the walk starts at 11. To register, log on to power98fm.com. Shout out to my homegirl, Jenny Prince, who's hitting me up about that. She's the CEO and president over there at the Lupus Foundation. Congratulations to Trey Songz. Fans went crazy yesterday after the singer posted a picture of him cradling a little baby foot captioned with a blue heart emoji. He later posted a picture of the little baby's face
and confirmed that he is indeed a father. The little boy's name is Noah. Congratulations to him. If you want to see a picture of the cutie, I have it waiting for you on my Instagram story at Hey Miss Jessica. Kanye West is doing something that he rarely does, which is interviews. He'll be a guest on David Letterman's Netflix show. My guest needs no introduction. Kanye will talk about his bipolar disease and what happens when it flares up. Tiffany Haddish will also make an appearance this season. That show premieres May 31st. Rihanna has settled a lawsuit that accused her of stealing from a clothing brand called Freedom United. The clothing company says that they've been making clothing bearing the FU logo since 2006 and had it trademarked. Rihanna used a similar logo for her Fenty University gear that she launched through her partnership with Puma. Rihanna settled the case privately, and now the case is closed. Queen Latifah and Will Smith are teaming up to produce a hip-hop version of Romeo and Juliet for Netflix. The musical will be set in New York and will tell the story of a waitress and a musician who fall in love and are forced to make some critical choices. There's no word on when the musical will be released. Ric Flair was rushed to the hospital yesterday morning after suffering a serious medical emergency. The 70-year-old WWE legend had a medical scare back in 2017 where he was placed into a medically induced coma for 11 days after his intestines ruptured. Flair was in critical condition and on the verge of dying. His wife says that he is expected to make a full recovery this time. So prayers up for him. Happy birthday to Bob Saget, one of our favorite comedians, Carucci, Candy Burris, DJ Academics, and Hill Harper. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
The neighborhood. Power 98.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.